Dr. Mark Malone from Advanced Pain Care on how the spinal cord stimulator blocks pain signals, bringing patients relief at last.
Spinal stimulation is an implantable device consisting of two tiny wires connected to a battery that are placed alongside the spine. These wires emit a tiny electronic signal that blocks the pain signal that travels on nerves.
Advanced Pain Care, 512-244-4272 or online, austinpaindoctor.com.
101.8, good morning. It's Jason and Deb, and Jason's out, so we're just going to have to do that I Love You call without him.
It's time for Deb's I Love You call. Let's barely say I love you too, or Deb's going to kill us all.
This is your chance, Nick, to prove Jason does really have fat fingers and can't dial the phone properly. Or are we going to see that the phone is terrible?
I'm probably going to blame the phone. All right, so we are calling Amoretti Desserts, LLC.
Dial it. That dial tone is awful. Jesus
it
Christ.
Hurts a little bit.
What is it, Spenny?
Amoretti's Desserts, LLC.
Dessert place in where?
Jack Jacksonville.
Sweet. Still in Kyle. Mm-hmm. How are you today, Kyle? Let's see if they sell.
Amoretti Desserts, how can I help you?
Hi, do you guys happen to sell a healthy pumpkin pie? No, not pumpkin pie. What am I saying? Pecan pie. I don't like pumpkin pie.
I mean, everything that we make is going to have butter and sugar in it, so...
Okay, yeah, that's what I'm trying to avoid this year, and I was wondering if people were selling, like, a decent, healthy one, but...
No, we just have a recipe that we follow. So.
Right, I'm sure it's friggin' delicious, because, you know, that butter and sugar makes everything amazing. I'm just trying to be less fat, so, all right, well, never mind. I guess when I'm back on the fat train, I'll come in and get a regular pecan pie.
All right, sounds good.
Thanks,
everything,
man.
Everything that we're going to have in our case, by the whole, is going to be just first come, first serve.
Oh, I get it. I know. This time of year has got to be crazy for pies, right?
Oh, yeah. It's a good day, though, to come in, just because we're not normally open on Mondays, so we might not get a whole bunch of people coming in today.
Oh, wow. Yeah, this is a busy week for you, I'm sure. Well, thank you for your pie service. I appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. Have a great day.
Thanks. Love you.
Oh,
you got immediate
slam.
And no goodbye.
Yeah, nothing.
What? No.
He's too good for
that's
you.
That's sad.
You
did you guys here. Check out the pictures of my pie on Twitter?
Yes.
All right, I'm going to tell you the secret. This is, so I was looking at recipes of pecan pie, and they all have that corn syrup in them, which... corn syrup is just so bad for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There shouldn't be in anything. You know, it's like palm oil. It's just, we need to just stop using these things as a society, as a world. Mm-hmm. They're no good. They just, it's like trans fats, all right? We don't need that stuff. It's bad for you.
That's like the one healthy thing that I do is I always try to avoid all that stuff. High fructose corn syrup. I'm like, that's the bare minimum I can do.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, that's a good step.
Yeah.
That really is. You're taking care of your body in that one just little way. That's mm-hmm. better than nothing. But yeah, my friends were coming over and we were going to, I mean, I've harvested all of these nuts at my house for the last couple months. They've been falling slowly. When do they stop falling? I haven't seen any for a while. Are they over? Yeah, Google that for me, Google Daddy.
On it.
Thank you, sir. They get bigger as well. As the season's gone on, that makes more sense. They sit in the trees longer. They get fatter. Mm-hmm. So some of them I was getting are like, I don't know what size you'd call that, but the regular pecans were like...
A little bit like half dollar?
Three quarters of an inch. And these ones I got recently in the last few days have been mm-hmm. really big. But they came over. We had social distancing nutcracking.
Okay.
Yeah.
I got two nutcrackers at my house. And then, so two people were cracking and then two people were
shelling.
Actually taking the shells off. Yeah. And after a while, I don't know if you've ever cracked many nuts. Your fingers get very sore.
Yeah.
Very sore.
We used to crack pecan nuts up in Liberty Hills.
In Liberty Hills.
We used to have a tree, yeah.
You had some good nuts
up there? Texas.
Yeah.
Go and see Nana and Papa crack some nuts.
So that's what you make the kids do them, right?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
The nimble fingers.
It's the fun part, the cracking of the nut.
Yeah.
And then the parents would...
And the competition of trying to get them out, trying to get those halves out without breaking them.
Yeah, absolutely.
My friend's son, Pax, kept calling them whole ones. And I was like, oh, you're confusing me. But he did. He and his dad both got a whole one out. Like that.
Solid.
I mean, I'm easily amused now, apparently, that watching somebody get a whole pecan out of a shell without breaking it, it was like, man, that was like... A little bit of holiday magic.
The things that entertain us in a pandemic.
Right? It's really sad. I mean, it was funny because when we first started cracking them, I just got this harebrained idea to make a pie because I've got all these nuts. And usually I give them away. Like, I've given Rosa, our receptionist, in years past. I just give them to her because I know that she likes making pies. I'd never made a pie in my life, but I decided I'm going to make a pie. And my friends, I already took them a bag of nuts for their son, and he just loved. He sat outside with a stone just crushing them. That was fun. But now I showed him my fancy opener. So that was the competition, you know, to get them out without cracking too much, because this opener thing, it has like a lever that you push forward and it pushes the metal in toward the nut. And so you got to try and do it just with the right amount of oomph.
Hit the sweet spot.
You got to finesse it. And at first this kid is like, boom, and they're exploding. There's nutshells all over my kitchen. So we're trying to show him, like, just to give it a little bit of welly. And then, so I would half crack them and put them in front and he would peel them with his little tiny child fingers. But after a while, we're all getting sore. And as you can see, I went into this weekend with about 6 cuts on my hand. I've got, I for the first time since the pandemic, I treated myself to a mani-pedi. Yeah. Literally, it hasn't been since March because I've just stayed away from all that stuff. But I'd called ahead. They have limited capacity. They spread out the clients. Everyone's masked up. I'm like, you know what? I need it. I need a mani-pedi.
Treat yourself.
However, ladies, you can get me on this one. It's just a little aggressive with the cuticles. On 4 of my fingers on my right hand, I had to go home and put Band-Aids around my finger. I look like Michael Jackson. I look like a fool. And then, so we're shelling these nuts. And at some point, I'd stabbed myself 3 times on the palm of my hand.
Congratulations.
And also right here, if you can see on my pointy finger.
You got a little nick, yeah.
Yeah, that's from the mandolin from when I was slicing the potatoes for the tortilla española. So there's a little bit of skin in there somewhere. I'm not sure if I ate it or if my friends ate it.
You know what?
Extra protein.
That bite you gave me earlier, it felt a little extra skinny.
A little chewy?
A little extra skinny, yeah.
Yeah, so anytime I've had to hand sanitize myself this weekend, which is, like every 20 minutes, I'm like,
ooh, yikes.
I have to go through this. This is a very dangerous profession. So anyway, we got some knives out after cracking the nuts. My friend goes, she's like, I have a feeling we're going to do this for about 10 minutes. We're all going to get sick of it. And one of us will end up going out and buying a bag of pecans and making the pie. Because we were making the pie regardless.
Yeah.
But we didn't. We persevered and we managed to do, they needed 2 cups. 2 cups of nuts.
Trying to think of how much.
Which doesn't sound like a lot.
It doesn't,
we put them in. I have like a Pyrex jug, a measuring jug, for water or whatever.
Yeah.
So we used that so we could see them piling up. It was not quick at all. And then we had a little separate bowl for the half pecans because he wanted to put them on the top. This little boy wanted a, and it was really cute. He put his initial and Alfie's initial in it. It was really cute. And then he did a whole circle of the half nuts. It took a good hour and a half. And then, but then the fun began and we got down to the actual making of the good
pie.
Stuff, the gushy stuff, right? Yeah. Which is usually butter and sugar.
Yeah.
And it was delicious. So I Googled around the internet and it looked like the consensus was if you want a healthier one, you just replace all that syrup with honey, or if you want it to be vegan, you can use maple syrup.
Okay.
Yum.
So I was like, awesome, I'll use honey. So it's a cup of honey, and then we had to put in 3 eggs. And also 1 tablespoonful of almond milk, just 1. It didn't seem like a lot, but that's we had that in there as well. And then it was some nutmeg and some cinnamon. I didn't have any nutmeg. That was fine. I'm fine without nutmeg. And I just put a dash of cinnamon in there.
Okay.
I'm not a big cinnamon fan. I don't want anything to be too cinnamony. And then some salt. And that was it. No sugar, no butter, and no corn syrup. And we baked it. We put it in the oven. We crossed our fingers. And it came out just chef's kiss.
Yeah. Perfect.
So if you haven't made your pie for this week and you're trying to be like me, a little less lardy, do that.
Yeah.
Just use that stuff. Use honey. It's amazing.
Mm-hmm. And we'll put the recipes up on the blog if you guys are interested. It is like that is the crust. The picture you took of the pie crust, it looks like that's like out of a good housekeeping magazine or something like that. I'm impressed.
That was an 8-year-old who laid those pecans on the top of that pie. Did a really good job. It was fun. It was a fun activity to do with a kid too. And as a grown up, it was a fun activity to do as a 40-something-year-old grown woman who's never made a pie before.
Congratulations.
Well, now I'm tasked, you see, because we're having a social distancing Thanksgiving outside of my friend's house on Thursday. Now I have to bring another pie because that one was so good.
back to the Morning X with Jason and Deb.
101X, good morning. It's Jason and Deb minus Jason. He is taking a couple of days off for the holiday. Do you think he's even up yet? He's not up. He's not up before 10 a.m. He can sleep in late.
Oh, actually, you know what?
Nice.
He is up because he should be on the golf or towards the golf course.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah.
Yes. I know that Jason and Trevin have become super duper golf addicted recently and are playing just like 3 times a week. And last week, Jason and Trevin had a tee time that he'd booked. No worries. He didn't have any other things that would interfere with it. But mm-hmm. Bumbleina, his girlfriend, has gone back to school. So she now has a rock solid, packed tight schedule. And there was some conflict there that she couldn't pick her son up. So she asked Jason to pick him up on Thursday and Friday, which he did on Thursday. And we were like, hey, you're going to go do something fun with this kid? Nope, you just took him and dropped him off home. Now, Friday came around and Bumbleito was needed to be picked up again, but Jason had a tea time. Now, did he cancel it for his girlfriend to do her a flavor? No. He
Rain
said,
check.
Haji, go pick up my girlfriend's kid from school. Not weird at all. Not weird at all. Mm-hmm. But Nick, I got to know, how did it go? Beginning to end.
It was good. We had some fun. I went and picked him up. And there was a little bit of a...
And you found him okay at the school? Had you been to a school? Have you ever done a school pickup before? That surely has to be the first time as a grown-up.
So. Yeah, no. Wow. Yeah, and I was a little bit concerned. I was like, is there like... Because normally I know like there's a strict procedure of you mm-hmm. have to go to the right spot. You can't just pick them up willy-nilly.
Oh, yeah.
And I had not cleared any of that with Bumbleina. But luckily there's nobody at the schools anymore. So, like, once the buses took off, I was just like, oh, there's a kid just sitting there by himself. That's probably the one I'm
supposed
to pick
up. Really? No parents doing pickups?
Not that I see.
Oh, wow.
Not that I saw.
Huh.
But, yeah, and at first I was like, should I just drop him off and be like, all right, see ya, we're fine. But then I was like, you know what? I'm going to sit here. I got to show up Jason. Like, Jason didn't do anything fun or special with him. And so we went and...
So you saw him at the school. Did you have to beep or anything to get his attention? Or did he see you immediately and come running over?
I just yelled his name. Oh. Like I just rolled out the window. I was like, hey, Bono, get in there. And he came with his backpack.
Right. Did he sit in the front or the back?
Sit in the front. Asked for permission. Is it okay if I sit in the front?
And
I
was like, unlike in Jason's car, he likes to treat Jason like an Uber driver. It's very nice. You asked him, how was your day at school today?
No.
Oh, Jesus, no. Nick. That's the first thing you ask a kid when you see them after school.
He's a kid. It's school. He's going to say, oh, it's terrible, horrible. I wish I was at home playing video games. But I was like,
not
hey.
All children say that, you know.
No, this one does. But I went. I was like, hey, what is a fun thing that you do when you're being a fake dad? Ah, ice cream.
Oh,
let's go get some ice cream.
Yeah, that's nice.
So we went and drove to Sonic. I got him just some sort of shake type thing.
Mm-hmm.
I forget what flavor he wanted because he's a weird. Like he was. I would go cookies and cream, but he wanted something. I think just chocolate, which is fine. Also tacked on some mozzarella sticks, which was
nice.
Which was fine. I stole one of them. I taxed him.
Did he dunk them in the ice cream? Was this a
no,
weird
he
combination
kept
thing?
Kept it separate. And then I was like, okay, what else do you do with kids when you're playing and you know fake stepdad? You teach them how to do some sort of manly task. So I was going to take him down
is
to
this
the
Is this you just
rows?
Needed an errand? You just needed chores to be done at your house? You're like, hey, come over and sweep these leaves.
No, but that's a good idea. Are you good at retiling bathrooms, Bumbleito? We should do some of that. But I took him to a church parking lot, and I taught him to drive. What? Yeah.
Whoa, man.
Yeah,
that's insane.
Hold on.
That's way too
that
intense.
That is awesome and terrible all at the same time. He's 12.
Yeah, teaching him to drive is a little bit strong. Like, we sat in there, and I let him go around to sit in the driver's side. We pulled the seat all the way up so we could reach the pedals. And I made sure that we were stuck in park. And I was like, all right, first we're just going to practice hitting the brake. Enough times because I was like, brake is left, gas is right, and of course he tried to do the whole
two
left
feet.
Foot, right foot.
Yeah,
nah. I kept trying to say.
Did you tell him? Have you ever driven a golf cart or ever driven
any toy car?
That's one foot. That's what American cars are. They're go karts.
He specifically said that he's driven in Grand Theft Auto, the video game, and so this is a little bit different. He's normally used to just like a controller. So sorry, I didn't have the Xbox controller for you, but yeah. So I was like. Just the brake is the one on the left. Just push it down. We're just going to practice pushing the brake down so we don't freak out about that.
Is this
that.
What you did first time in a car?
I went to driver's ed, so. But I did have a golf cart. Like, my stepdad was a golfer, so we had some golf cart experience. And
God,
of course,
you
like,
must have been rich. Nobody has a golf cart.
I know.
What the hell?
I know.
Richest family in Jarrell over here.
I don't know.
It is. It's like third of the way, two thirds of the way down, around there, up a bit, or to the left a little bit.
This is bad radio.
Here we go.
This is bad radio. I want to see if I can do it though. Like it's see those two red ones, third row up. No, third row up.
This okay.
It's around those guys somewhere.
All right.
Around.
Oh, there it is.
See?
You must be rich.
worth it.
No.
So he's never driven a go-kart or anything.
Never did anything. And of course, you know, I'm like, all right, I'm going to push the brake. And the first thing he does is just guns the gas. So luckily, we were still in parking lot of time. And then, yeah.
You would have driven through the church.
Yeah. Also, it was the church that we went Dave B. broke his Achilles off. With our man Felix hooked us up with. So that was that church parking lot.
Wow, there's a lot of Jason and Deb history happening over there on 51st.
Well, I figured, you know, if they're going to play basketball, they'll let us teach, you know, young children how to drive. Bumbleina asked me if he sat on my lap or if I let him sit by himself. And I was like, look, I'm not letting a 12-year-old boy sit on my lap in a church parking lot. That's just not.
It happens often enough here. Yeah. You don't want to add to that.
But so we got him. He figured out the pedals and then we put it in drive and I just let him slowly. I was like, don't give it any gas. Like it'll go forward on its own. That'll be enough for us. And we just did a couple quick little laps. I had to vigorously correct his turning a couple of times. I'm like,
he wasn't turning sharp enough.
He would just turn it slightly, but you got to do like the whole. So like, there's a little bit of correcting
there. Feed the wheel.
Mm-hmm.
Did you tell him to feed the wheel? You don't arch your arms over each other. You know,
no,
about,
I,
remember?
I was very bad.
Feed the wheel. 10-2. Feed the wheel.
I break that rule all the time. I do it.
Drive it. Driving.
And just spin it.
Driving lessons in the UK are so different than driver's ed here. Like it. It takes people like a year or two to drive sometimes.
Yeah,
really.
Because you got to deal with, I remember the first time you deal with a clutch. Talk about having sweaty pits and your deodorant failing.
I can't do it.
I remember one of my driving lessons. I was on a hill. I was on Mousehold Lane. You guys know where that is. I was coming up to the roundabout. And I know it's hard for you guys to do roundabouts. But if you come up to a roundabout and there's no cars coming, you get to go. But if there's cars coming, you've got to slow down or stop. Mm-hmm. And I was like, roundabout, please don't let me have to stop. Please don't let me have to put it out of gear, change gear. Oh, no, I had to change gear. I had to stop. And I've stalled it like four times.
Yeah. I would have been freaking out.
Oh, I was freaking out. God. It was awful. Learning a clutch is so hard. Now I'm like, that's easy as pie. But like when you're first doing it, it's so hard. And you guys have none of that. You don't have to learn any of that here
it's
to drive a car.
Automatic. It's crazy.
It's just a go-kart license that you have. It's fantastic.
Yeah. Once upon a time, I worked at a car wash and I mastered the clutch just to get it from the vacuums to the tunnel.
Oh.
And that was it. That was good enough for me. I was like, that's all I ever need.
That's impressive, though. You didn't drive through into the wall of the car wash.
One guy did.
Oh, God.
Oh.
He took it. There's a little like a ditch behind there, and you have to turn it around and go back into the tunnel. He just was just launched it off of there. And
that's amazing.
Yeah. Oh, so great.
Oh, I'd love to see that.
So we took a lap around the
crashes.
Parking lot.
Was he nervous? Was he scared?
Yeah.
Was he having fun though?
He enjoyed it. But like we made the first lap and I was like, all right, do you want to go again? He's like, no, that's enough. That's good.
It is stressful. It's at 12.
Yeah.
That's a big responsibility you gave him.
Well, you know, I was like, I wanted to give him something to tell all of his friends. Like, hey, what'd you do this
weekend?
I drove a car. 12-year-old. That's pretty damn cool.
That's very cool.
Yeah. So I dropped him back off at his house. Bumbleina was still at work, and so she was texting with Bumbleito, and she's like, well, what did you guys do? Because there was like an hour gap of when we reported in. And so he told her that we went driving, and then she got busy at work and couldn't respond, and so he was freaking out thinking that she was in trouble. She was mad. So he was just like, Mom?
Are you there? Hello?
And she's like, no, that's fine. That's great. It was awesome. So we had fun.
So it was a success.
It was good, yeah.
And does Jason know that you out fake dadded him?
I mean, I think he knows in his heart anyway, but yeah, we talked about it. Yeah.
That's nice. Well, maybe I'll be next, Bumbleina. If you need anyone, I can take him out and show him some things. That sounds really bad. I am not going to do that.
Back to the Morning X with Jason and Deb.
101X. Morning X, Jason and Deb. Hey, I got vomit on my hand. That's delightful.
Bragger.
That's just... Alfie, wait. Oh, no, Alfie's throwing up. Okay, what is happening in my world that everyone's throwing up and having the runs?
All your dogs are leaking. Yeah.
It's poor. He's like literally throwing up right now, or trying to. He's... Oh.
Hope you're okay, Alfie.
Watch out there, Spen. He's puking behind the door. Spen to the rescue with napkins. Come in, Spenny. Yep, there's puke behind that door. Concordado.
All right, you're good.
Yeah, I told you guys, was it on Thursday, that I'd woken up to walking in some diarrhea. And then as I came home Thursday, or was it Friday, to do my meditation, on the call, I just cleaned up like 4 or 5 piles of puke and about 8 piles of diarrhea. I don't know how she had anything left in her. I started my meditation and I'm like, all right, don't worry about it. We can take her to the vet after this. You know, she's probably just, the dogs get diarrhea. It's going to be fine. And then she walks in front of me around the table where I'm doing my meditation online. And she goes in the corner and just throws up like a massive 2 foot by 1
Jesus.
Foot pile of vomit. Oh, Spenny, you don't have to clean that up. I'll do that. You're so sweet. Oh, look, he's cleaning up Alfie's.
Give me some
puke.
Of that vomit, Daddy.
Oh, so you're so sweet. But yeah, she just, and it was all water that she'd been drinking and bile. And I was like, all right. I went back to my instructor on the computer and I was like, I am so sorry that I can't concentrate. I've got to go.
Yeah.
So I hung up and then took her to the vet. And basically, thank you for all your well wishes, because I know a lot of listeners have reached out on Instagram and stuff. I was posting some updates and that. Thank you so much for all the well wishes. It's just scary. Anytime you take your dog to the vet when they're sick and they say, oh, yeah, we're keeping her, you know, like, to not have her at home the whole day and for her not to be at home. Like, I feel bad.
Yeah.
But you know that they don't like what's going on when they're at the vet. They don't. It's noisy. That's, you know, they're in a cage. There's
lots of weird smells.
Smells and sounds. And
most people don't like it being in hospital.
Well, God, no.
Like
it's horrible. So, but we can
process
reason
it.
With it. Yeah. You know I'm here because I'm sick. Mm-hmm. A dog is just like, why aren't I at home? Mm-hmm. Where's my mum? Where's Alfie annoying me? I felt really bad her being there. But they did some poop analysis. They did some blood tests. They even x-rayed her stomach because there was a small concern she might have an obstruction in there, like eating a toy or something, and it got stuck. And
didn't she have like some sort of stones or something?
When I found her, she had bladder stones that were huge. I gave one as a gift to Jason. Non-appreciative of it because I don't see it in here anywhere.
He didn't send you a thank you card?
No.
God, what a jerk.
So rude. But she was pretty sick when I got her, and it was scary. So they did all this testing. They had her on a drip, on an IV, so they could give her fluids. They said she was super dehydrated, which I knew that morning when I went to work because her little nose was dry and she hadn't really been... She didn't drink any water until I got home from work. San Antonio guy had sort of, been watching her. As soon as I got home and, maybe she cheered up, she went and drank a bunch of water, and that was when she threw it all up. So it was just obviously her whole intestines were just inflamed and unhappy. But they called me I called them probably 3 times Saturday morning, wondering when I could go and pick her up. And finally they said, come get her here then. And I was like, so, what was it then? Well, we think it's a stomach bug.
Like,
a tummy bug. Like, we all get tummy bugs. Yeah. I'm probably like twice a month for me, a few days of looseness. But you get a tummy bug. I get that. Why is a tummy bug going to cost me $2,200?
Jeez.
Damn it.
$2,200.
You're a good mom.
Of course, I'm going to pay whatever it takes.
Yeah.
But really, Brady, stomach bug, $2,200? You should not drink this Gatorade and eat these crackers? Then we'll talk about it later. Anyway, all right. Listen, we need a contestant. 835-1015. 512-835-1015. Does Deb know stuff about football? I actually watched a game this weekend, almost like an entire one.
Wow.
Here's more Jason and Deb.
101X. 101X, Jason and Deb. How are you today? Jason's out, so we've assembled a motley crew of me, Nick, Spenny, and Alfie, who just threw up everywhere.
Alfie. Some of us aren't pulling their weight as much as the others.
What a bastard. He is a real freeloader. All right. Who are we playing for the game today?
So we got Heather.
Heather.
You want to play a song?
Yeah.
All right.
Does Deb know stuff about football? What the hell does she know about football?
Let's get this over with, quick.
Does Deb know stuff?
Probably not.
I will probably know stuff today if it's about the Vikings game yesterday because I watched the whole thing. But if not, then you might be S out of L.
Yes, exactly.
You're S out of L, Heather. And thanks, Nick. The prize we have for you today, if you win, is a $33 gift card to Floyd's Barbershop. Mm-hmm. Go get all of your hairs cut. All right, Nick, you ready?
Yes. Heather, again, you don't have to know the answer, just whether or not you think Deb will know. Yes or no, does Deb know? And our first one is, which of the three big rookie quarterbacks is unfortunately out for the season after this weekend's action with a torn ACL? Is it A, the Dolphins' Tua Tagovailoa, B, the Bengals' Joe Burrow, or C, the Chargers' Justin Herbert? Heather?
Will Deb know?
Yes, Deb knows the answer.
Okay.
All right, let me see if I can. I didn't watch any of these people's games. Mm-hmm. So my choices are Tua Tagovailoa.
Yeah.
And
were you watching the Cowboys with the sound on? I assume so, yeah?
Yeah.
They may have talked about it.
They may. Who else? What are my other options?
Tua, Joe Burrow, or Justin Herbert?
Jesus, please let it not be Justin Herbert. Actually, with this new haircut, you can break an ACL. Get it. I think it's Tua Tagovailoa.
Ooh.
Is that correct? No, I don't know. I saw someone on the sidelines. Yeah, they do. They pepper in mm-hmm. in the broadcast what's going on in other games, but I frequently tune that out.
So it's a little bit tricksy because it's Joe Burrow is the Cincinnati Bengals quarterback, your former LSU Tiger. He tore his ACL, really bad injury. Everybody's torn about it. Tua was benched, but just because he sucked.
Oh.
Not hurt. Your boy Ryan Fitzpatrick got back in there for a little bit.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's my guy. She said yes, didn't she?
She said yes.
Damn it.
That's
damn it. All right, Heather.
All right. Number two. Dallas and Washington won, Philadelphia lost, and the Giants were on a bye this week. Which team is in first place with a prestigious 3-6-1 record? Do you think Deb will know who leads the NFC division? Heather?
Come on, Deb. I believe in you. I think you know the answer.
You're a sweet lady, Heather. It's not the Cowboys. Who are the other two teams?
Dallas, Washington, no. Philadelphia,
apart
or New York?
Dallas. Washington, Philadelphia, and the Giants. Washington, Philadelphia. Okay.
3-6-1.
One of them had a tie, and I know it wasn't the Cowboys. That's why I'm kicking them out.
Mm-hmm.
For some reason, is it a teeny tiny, teeny tiny little butterfly in the net that it is Washington with a question mark? God damn it!
No, it's the Eagles.
Who is it? The Eagles.
The Eagles. They got that tie. And this is like, it's sad that all the teams are tied with three wins. And like this tie is going to be like the biggest tie in NFL history because it's going to determine who this is. And they're all terrible teams.
Yeah, that's all terrible. They're terrible. You know, I'm feeling generous today, though, because mm-hmm. Heather just technically lost. Heather, if you get this one correct, winner takes all.
Oh, nothing? Okay.
Yeah, this is it.
All right. Which of the following phrases was not an audible call used by the Las Vegas Raiders used to switch up plays against the Chiefs? So, you know, when they do the blue 42, that kind of stuff. They used one of these phrases to change the play. Was it Omaha, Purple Walrus, or James Harden? Heather, do you think Deb knows?
Yes, still Team Deb.
Heather, I love you. I didn't watch any football this weekend except for one game.
Come on.
Oh, Heather. All right. There's no D, right?
No.
So there's no comedy answer D. James Harden seems kind of comedy-y. However, James Harden was in the news this weekend because he says, hey, Houston, I don't want to be in you anymore because you're a racist.
I'd rather be in New Jersey. Take that, Houston.
Omaha sounds like that would be a quick one to shout. I was pretty sure that Andy Dalton was saying, ladies, ladies, when he was lining up. What does he say? I just heard ladies. San Antonio guy was adamant that it wasn't ladies, that it was a number or something. I'm like, no, he's saying ladies. Get ready. Omaha.
Purple Walrus.
Purple Walrus.
James Harden.
I'm going wild card, baby. Purple Walrus.
Oh.
James Harden.
Oh.
Omaha.
Omaha. That's a classic Peyton Manning one, but both the...
On the run than it used to be.
James Harden, Mike. James Harden.
James Harden.
Put the phone.
Makes his first appearance.
What?
Yeah, he's James Harden, and then...
We have some audibles on this team, too.
I'll say.
Purple Walrus, LA.
Purple Walrus.
There you go.
So they did use that.
They used Purple Walrus. They used James Harden. They did not use Omaha.
They didn't use... Oh.
They did not use Omaha.
Oh. All right.
All right. Bad news, Heather.
Heather. We have a consolation prize for you anyway. Don't worry. Just hold on. We have a consolation prize.
It's Jason and Deb on 101X.
Dr. Mark Malone from Advanced Pain Care on how the spinal cord stimulator blocks pain signals, bringing patients relief at last.
Spinal stimulation is an implantable device consisting of two tiny wires connected to a battery that are placed alongside the spine. These wires emit a tiny electronic signal that blocks the pain signal that travels on nerves.
Advanced Pain Care, 512-244-4272. Or online, austinpaindoctor.com.